Good evening, folks. Welcome to our Wednesday night devotional time. If you are visiting with us this evening and spend some time with your families here, we appreciate you being our guest and we want to treat you as such. Tonight we're going to be all in here. As you can look around and see, we've got lots of folks that are not with us tonight. I'm assuming many of them are traveling to be with some of their families at different places. But for all of us that are here, we are thankful to be able to be here, and we appreciate you being here as well. This evening, we're going to have a devotional period. Adam has organized it, and we involve several of our young men in songs and scripture reading and in prayers. So we ask you to please be involved and participate. At the end of the service there, we will not have another announcement period. I don't have any additional announcements except, again, thank you for being here. And if you will be traveling tomorrow, please keep yourself safe. Does anyone know of an announcement perhaps that I need to make? Okay. Carrie Cole will lead us in our first song. Carrie?
Blessed Assurance. Mm-hmm. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight. Visions of rapture now burst in my sight. Angels descending, bring from above. Echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above. Filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long.
Thank you all for sitting close together. I didn't even have to get up and beg. We appreciate it very much. It makes it nice when we are small in number to be close together. Thank you for coming tonight. I heard a story several years ago about a man who went to his preacher, and he was sad and distressed and disappointed, and the preacher asked the man, what's going on? And he said, well, last month I had an aunt pass away, and she left me $10,000. And he said, well, I'm sorry about to hear of your aunt, but why are you sad about that? And he said, well, the reason I'm sad is because 2 months ago I won the lottery, and I won $100,000. And he said, that seems like great news to me. What was causing you to be upset? And he said, well, the reason why is because 3 months ago I had a long-lost cousin leave me an inheritance of $50,000. And the preacher, finally in losing his patience, said, this doesn't make any sense. Why are you so upset? These all seems like good news to me. And he said, well, the bad news is I went all this month and I haven't received anything. That, of course, is a facetious way. It's a facetious way of saying Sometimes we as people have a tendency to take for granted or to overlook the obvious reasons for which we might be grateful and for which we should be thankful. It's easy. It's part of human nature. It's part of who we are as people to sometimes allow things to go over our heads and not be able to take the kind of effort and time that we should to really reflect and be grateful for the things that we should be. It's why, it's the reason for, in the book of Deuteronomy, when God is giving instructions through Moses, and he tells the people right following the great Shema in Deuteronomy chapter 6, it's the reason why God tells the people, when you get to the promised land, you'll find cities you didn't build, and you'll have wells you didn't dig, and you'll have vineyards you didn't plant. And he tells them all these things that they will be blessed with, and the only warning that comes with it is, don't forget me, the Lord, when you have all of these things. God has to remind them, even though he gave them everything, he has to say, don't forget that they came from me. It's the reason why so many of the Psalms are simply Psalms of thanksgiving that whose purpose was to be read among the congregation, to help remind the people of those things for which they ought to be thankful. One of those that we're going to read tonight and spend our time in is one of those Psalms. It's Psalm 107. If you have your Bibles, keep it open there. We're going to read the whole thing tonight as we move along. But Psalm 107 is one of those where it's meant for repetition. It's meant for the people to be read among the people, to remind us of the things that God has done for his people. Our devotionalist tonight is based in Psalm 107, and it's going to ask us to do a particular thing, more so than just the declaration of those things that we have. This one, is, of course, begins as so many others do, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever." Over and over and over again, we find that phrase. But this one has a special clause that comes immediately after that, and it asks us to do a special thing, not just to be thankful or not just to cultivate an attitude of thanksgiving, but more than that, as in the first two verses, beginning of verse 2, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." Not just to be thankful and not just to feel an attitude of thanksgiving, but "give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and let all of those who are redeemed by the Lord say it." And so tonight, what we want to do is, through our readings and through our songs and through our prayers, we would like to do that. I would encourage you to say so tonight, if you are among the crowd who is grateful and those for whom thankful to the Lord who has given us these wonderful things. We'll be reading about people who find themselves in various situations. This psalm is meant, it was actually a psalm meant for the Hebrew people, in which they would come together as groups, and they would come into the temple and they would approach the Lord, and this psalm would be read because there are so many people who find themselves in these various situations, whether it be sickness or whether it be tribulation or whether it be affliction or whether it be a feeling of being lost and needing guidance and needing a way. And the psalm was used among the Hebrew people to say, if you are among these people, if the Lord has delivered you from one of these situations, and they would ask the people to come to the front, and the priest would read the psalm, and the people would respond, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, he is good," because they found the Lord's deliverance in such a situation. So as we read these things tonight, as we read each paragraph that will be separated by a song, see where you might identify with some of these people. He's going to describe situations of which all of us might find common ground. But look for the places in which you might identify. Look for the places that sound familiar to you. Look for the places where you might say, "Yes, the Lord has been my deliverer and my redeemer, because I was right there." Because that's what the psalm asks us to do. And so as we read tonight and as we pray, if you have one of these situations from which the Lord has delivered you, be thankful. And as the redeemed of the Lord should do, we encourage you tonight to say so. And so we can be thankful together. Let's sing. And we'll first we have a prayer. Aaron's going to lead us in a short prayer to begin our service. And then we will sing and do some readings, and I'll have a short thing to say at the end. Thank you all.
Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you so much for this day that you've given us this opportunity to come together as a group of believers and sing praises to you and to think about what you've done for us, Father. We're so thankful for all that you do for us, for the blessings that you bestow upon us, even though, Father, we're not worthy. We're so thankful to be called your people. We're thankful to that you have shown your love and your grace and your mercy to us, Father. Father, at this time in our world, we live in a world of conflict, and Father, help us to be a people of peace, a people that show your love and show your mercy. Go out with us throughout the rest of this week. Keep us safe, and be with those that are traveling, and keep them safe, Father. We love you. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen.
I'm going to start us out tonight reading verses 1 through 9 of Psalms 107. I'll give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from trouble and gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Some wandered in desert waste, finding no way to a city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way till they reached a city to dwell in. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. For he satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul he fills with good things.
Hear me when I call.
Hear me when I call, O God, my righteousness. Unto thee I come in weakness and distress. Hold my trembling hand, lest helpless I should fall. Oh, hear me, Lord, hear me. Oh, hear me when I call. Hear my prayer, O God. I need thy cleansing power. Let me feel thee near each moment of each hour. Hold my trembling hand, lest helpless I should fall. Oh, hear me, Lord, hear me. Oh, hear me when I call.
I will be reading from Psalm 107, verses 10 through 16. Some sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, prisoners in affliction and in irons, for they had rebelled against the words of God and spurned the counsel of the Most High. So he bowed their hearts down with hard labor. They fell down with none to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He brought them out of the darkness and the shadow of death, and burst their bonds apart. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of men. For he shatters the door of bronze and cuts into the bars of iron.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up I be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Oh, my Jesus, the Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Worthy is your name.
I'll be reading from Psalms 107, verse 17 through 22. Some were fools through their sinful ways, and because their iniquity suffered affliction. They loathed any kind of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destruction. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, and for his wondrous works for the children of man. And let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving, and tell of his deeds in songs of joy.
Would you please stand for the song?
Oh, the fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me ever to adore thee. May I still thy goodness prove, while the hope of in fills my heart with joy and love. Here I raise my Ebenezer. Hither by thy help I've come. And I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Never let me wander from thee. Never leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above.
Be seated, please.
I'll be reading Psalms 107, 23 through 38. Some went down to the sea in ships, doing business on the great waters. They saw the deeds of the Lord, his wondrous works in the deep, for he commanded and raised a storm of wind, which lifted up the waves of the sea. They mounted up to heaven, they went down to the depths. Their courage melted away in their evil plight. They reeled back and staggered like drunken men and were at their wits' end. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He made the storm to be still, and the waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad that the waters were quiet, and he brought them to their desire, to their desired haven. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. Let them extol him in congregation of his people, praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turns rivers into a desert, springs of water into thirsty ground, a fruitful land into salty water because of the evil of its inhabitants. He turns a desert into a pool of water, a parched land into a spring of water. And there he lets the hungry dwell, and they establish a city and live in it. They sow fields and plant vineyards and get a fruitful yield. By his blessing they multiply greatly, and he does not let their livestock diminish.
We'll do a little bit of calisthenics, so if you can join me for standing for this song as well. I have a hard time sitting through this one, so.
This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and around me breathes music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and sea, and the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world. The birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily, their maker's praise. This is my Father's world. He shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass I hear him pass to me everywhere. This is my Father's world. Oh, let me never forget that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world. The battle is not done. Jesus who died shall be satisfied. Earth and heaven be one.
Please be seated.
When you read each paragraph of Psalm 107, you'll notice, I believe it was four times, the psalmist stops and asks the people, let them give thanks to the Lord for his goodness. Some of the other versions will say, oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Four times, and at the end of each paragraph, followed by one sentence, the psalmist has simply described a situation in life in which people have found themselves in trouble, or have found themselves lost, or found themselves in sin, or found themselves distressed, or found themselves even literally out on the sea and afraid of shipwreck. And every time the psalmist says, but the Lord was their redeemer, the Lord was their deliverer, the Lord was the one who brought them back home, the Lord was the one who found them a place to live, the Lord was the one who healed them, the Lord was the one who was their redeemer, over and over and over again. This psalm is not a psalm about trouble, but a psalm about deliverance. It's a psalm about blessing. It's a psalm in which we are asked to say, God, you are good. You have delivered me in the times and that I have been in trouble. Oh, that I would remember that. This time of year is the time where we, in our nation, where we take the time to stop for a day and eat a lot of food and enjoy family and enjoy friends and do all of the wonderful things that we do. And hopefully we take the time to be grateful for the small things, and grateful for family, and grateful for the simple material things that we have. But this is a psalm that asks us to be a little more reflective than just to be grateful about the small things, but to be grateful that we have a God who, as we've sung, is the Lord and sovereign over this world, and who hears us when we call from our distress, and has in the past, all of us, and is one, as we'll sing in just a minute, who will, from this time forward, hide us neath the shadow of his wings another phrase that's taken from the Psalms. So this is the psalm that reminds us, as we're going to read at the last phrase here, let's read, start in verse 39, talking about those people who have been burdened and who have been downcast and downtrodden and hurt. He says, when those people are diminished and they are brought low through either oppression or evil or sorrow, God pours contempt on the princes or the rulers and makes them wander in trackless wastes. But he raises up those that are in need out of their affliction, and he makes their families like a flock. The upright will see it, and they will be glad. But the wicked will close its mouth. And he concludes with a very simple admonition. Whoever is wise, let him take note of these things, and let him consider the steadfast love of the Lord. What a profound and simple way to end a beautiful psalm. To know that in whatever situation we find ourselves from here, not only has God delivered us in the past, for which we might be grateful, but he says if you are diminished and brought low through oppression or through evil or through sorrow, know that he raises those who are in need out of their affliction and gives us a family that is great and numerous, like a flock. And if we are righteous and upright, he said, we will notice that and we will see it. And then the admonition at the end, if we are wise, let him take note of these things. One of the other versions simply says, take note of these things he has done, and we will notice his loyal love. That's what we're talking about, the steadfast love, his loyal love, other versions say, his loving kindness. And so, as we close tonight, maybe some of these readings have caused us to be reflective on our own situation, and maybe some of us here, and I hope that it will challenge us to think deeply, not just about small things and menial things, but about great things, particularly about what the Lord has done, and beyond that, what the Lord will do. And so we encourage, as we did at the beginning, that as we think about this, may the redeemed of the Lord say so. Maybe you are here tonight and you feel the need to, among your people and among our family here, to say so in front of us. We would love to be able to help if we can. If you are here tonight and wish to say so about what we are grateful or for the time of trouble that you have, we'd love to help. Let's stand and sing an invitation song and we can be grateful together.
Hide me away, O Lord, in the day of trouble, neath the shadow of your wings. Hide me away, O Lord, give me your peace, O Lord, give me your peace, O Lord. In the day of trouble, neath the shadow of your wings, oh, give me your peace, O Lord. Safe in your dwelling place, safe in your dwelling place. In the day of trouble, neath the shadow of your wing, oh, hide me away, O Lord. Guide me away, O Lord. Hide me away, O Lord.
Please be seated.
Invite you to pray with us now. Our Father, we're thankful for the time to be together, and we're thankful for the opportunity to meditate upon your mighty works and to praise you for them and to call out to you. We pray, Father, that you will help us to be wise enough to really consider, to dwell on your covenant love, and to be decent enough to respond to it with humility and with gratitude. When we hear the accounting here of just some of the ways in which you have delivered people in the long process of redemption, when we think of the different kinds of circumstances in the lives of people, and when we remember that you were still at work, then we're encouraged that you'll still be at work in our time and in our lives, and we're reminded of the need for us still to consider your faithfulness to your promises. We're so thankful that you are a Father who is so good that you, on your own initiative and by your own gracious purposes, commit yourself by covenant to a people whom you then pay the price to purchase for yourself. We're amazed at that kind of goodness, and we pray that you'll help us to trust it and to imitate it in our lives. We're grateful, Father, that you, because of who you are then faithful to those covenant purposes and promises, and that even when individuals here or there deny you, you still remain faithful to redeeming a people for yourself. We thank you for the peace of mind and the peace of soul that we find in Christ because of what you've done through him. We're thankful for those who have taught us about him and about life in him. We're thankful for these sweet people present who encourage us to hold fast to our faith in him every day through the year. And we pray that you'll help us to be such a blessing to other people as well. Father, we pray that in our gratitude to you, we may turn and respect toward others around and try to be of service and of benefit to them because of our commitment to being your children. We pray, Father, for those who in our families who are bearing burdens of different kinds tonight. We pray for your comforting hand to be upon them as it has been so often on people like the ones we've read about tonight. We pray that you'll sustain us in the responsibilities that we have and the challenges that we face. We pray, Father, for those who are traveling in other places. We're thankful to live in a land where such a thing is possible, and we're thankful for the family ties that cause us to want to be together, to especially when we're thinking of how we've been blessed. Be with each one for safekeeping. We pray for our country, for those who are in places of responsibility, that you will help them to use their power in such a way that your people will be able to live with godliness and respect, and so that other people will be able to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. We pray for the church in this world, that you'll help us to be faithful to our calling, that you will open doors of opportunity for us, that you'll help us to bear fruit to your own glory and to the good of ourselves and other people. We're so thankful for the ways in which you've blessed us, and we pray that you yet will all the way until we finish our course. And then thank you for what you've promised us then. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
After this song, we'll be dismissed. If you please join me in standing for this last song. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The is my portion, says my soul, therefore I will hope in him. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, says my soul, therefore I will hope in him, therefore I will hope.